And we're real short on time, so we're going to just skip to the end of that empire quote. Am I being clear enough about the connections between power hiding? They're employing propaganda, layered hierarchical propaganda to correspond to the various ranks of us they've created. Propaganda to help them hide and stay hidden. And what we on the left have been accustomed to call the class struggle. Is Shakespeare right when he says all difficulties are but easy when they are known? If so, we don't yet know our opponent. Quote from Empire. A new sense of being is imposed on the constitution of empire by the creative movement of the multitude. Or really, it is continually present in this process as an alternative paradigm. It is internal to empire and pushes forward its constitution, not as a negative that constructs a positive or any such dialectical resolution. Rather, it acts as an absolutely positive force that pushes the dominating power toward an abstract and empty unification to which it appears as the distinct alternative. From this perspective, when the constituted power of empire appears merely as privation of being and production, as a simple abstract and empty trace of the constituent power of the multitude, then we will be able to recognize the real standpoint of our analysis. It is a standpoint that is both strategic and tactical when the two are no longer different. Unquote from Michael Hart and Antonio Negri. Which two? Who cares? It don't matter. Their purpose is but to confuse and ultimately to defuse. Now, this book, Empire, by our two guys, written in 2000, their efforts up to the point where that quote appeared, in page 344, I think, have been devoted to putting the full weight of their full capabilities for generating bullshit in the form of slick, convoluted, they hope, impenetrable misdirection and deceit behind the much more concise and to the same effect of the phrase, there is no alternative. These are the points they hope have been established. Power as the organized force of global state statesmen doesn't exist. It has been dematerialized and dispersed. It is held by us because we are the productive capacity of empire. We are no longer common. We have become the multitude. And the multitude is the system. This is entertainment for the more privileged, as they have nothing better to do. And life loves mental challenges. But look at what this indulgence costs in the spent blood and lives of our brothers and sisters, those classed as hands for this sick system. Of course, it's more than entertainment and pacification in a simple sense alone. It's also wooing those it needs for management roles into complicity, salving their doubt, dissolving any lingering fellow feeling. And all this because those with public voices refuse to admit publicly that power is a conscious global actor, and it acts clandestinely. In this moment we're in, at this juncture, if that critical piece of ontological to do with the nature of being, Marxist political theory, don't say this, power is global and consciously organizes and acts as such, so the only possible successful challenge to this is one that matches it, i.e., one in which we organize a global response consciously, organized globally, consciously as such. Stated as simply and concisely as this, if it don't say this, it's propaganda. This is where we're at. Simply stated is best. We are a global one challenging a global power. No further words, excepting, of course, Popper's analysis for inspiration and for cementing our certainty. No further words of explanation of this moment are needed. Only action.